All right, we're fine. Plenty of time here. Are you comfortable with your role? Your roles, I guess, is plural unless you're all in unison.
Radio professional.
Hopefully you will be. Wait, I just got to put the headphones on, and I am a professional. All right, leaker Edward Snowden seeks dissident status in Russia, where he is now known as Snowden-Nitsyn. They loved it. What do you know?
Not much, you.
Live from San Francisco, California to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, a bluesy duet with Marcia Ball and Cindy Cashdollar, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now the man, who was that masked man? It's Michael Feldman.
Who was that masked man? Who says, who was that masked man? The good news is, as a Russian dissident, Snowden-Nitsyn is now eligible for a teaching position at Harvard. So, all worked out in the end. Another news, Zimmerman too out of shape to testify. Zimmerman, of course, defense hinges on a reasonable dolt. So it's looking for that. You're loving this so far, and it's only going to get worse. The U.S. and China have deep differences on Hunan rights. Why don't you and I just go somewhere and forget this for once, you know? They'll get by fine without me. The White House to decide whether Egypt is a coupe or a sedan. Leaked report says Pakistan intelligence had bin Laden trout fishing in the Yemen. Safest seats in an airline crash are in the back of the Greyhound. Asiana, now the least popular baby name for girls. 47% of babies have flat spots on their heads, curiously, the same percentage that grew up to be Democrats. after aborting his governorship late in his term, Texas Governor Rick Perry says he intends to pray and just join the occasional posse. Porn actors say the measure requiring condoms violates prior restraint. Hold your ooze, please, until you get home. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, now the Einstein of Fox and Friends. Many at the Fed believe in self-stimulus. Whoa-ho. You never know what's going to come out of him. That's the thing I get about it. Let's see, where was I? Oh, yeah. The Tribune gets out of the newspaper business. Chicago's Tribune Tower will be used for grain storage. Justin Bieber relieves self in a restaurant mop bucket to show what a lame bad boy he really is. Appendix says Elton John tried to kill him. 25-pound appendix is going to give you problems, you know that. Lowered arsenic levels take the kick out of apple cider. There's a Senate compromise on student loan that creates the Indentured Student Act, which allows students to work off their loans as serfs. Or for a Saudi princess. With the rise in obesity in Mexico, North America is now pear-shaped. The mental performance of 90-year-olds improves, but it's touch-and-go until then. In all the sports that isn't, Mets decide not to honor Native Americans during the Braves' homestand. Okay, it's just truth. Actually, it's just truth. Derek Jeter gets up too quickly from a chair, is back on the disabled list. Former Laker Meta World Peace seeks asylum in Russia. And finally, women protesting abortion restrictions at the Texas Senate have their tampons confiscated. Is it a Tampax in a teapot? Don't mess with Kotex, Tex. That's all the news. That is it. Thank you so much. We'll have you right out of here. Don't worry about that. That's just a minor setback. It's a monologue because I'm the only one who enjoyed it. That's where the mono comes in. And, okay, we got a really special treat for you today. This is like South by Southwest Wisconsin. Because we have two people here that we now Marcia Ball has been with us before, but it's a thrill every time. We have long, tall Marcia Ball, ladies and gentlemen, and Cindy Cashdollar. Perhaps the best steel guitar player ever known. And they are together and here with us right now. In fact, those are they. They are here. How are you both? Doing good?
I'm good.
Yeah. Do you ever stop working?
No.
Marcia,
momentum is everything.
Because now where do you go from here? Or don't you
I'm
know
going
yet?
To Green Lake, Wisconsin
Green
this
Lake?
Afternoon.
Yeah,
just to Thrasher Hall.
Oh.
And then we're playing together again in Austin next week.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Cindy, yeah. How are you doing?
I'm coming too. I'm waking up. You have very good coffee in the green room.
Yeah, and the donut was okay?
The donut was great. That was a very good choice. There are still crumbs on.
No, not that. It's radio anyhow, so they don't see that. And I want to be the first guy not to ask you about the Cashdollar name. Okay. I know that it must come up in every conversation, Cashdollar, and I'm not going to. I just want you to remember this moment. Right? I'm not asking you about your name.
Well.
But are you a Cashdollar on your mother's side or your father's side?
On my father's side.
Okay. That's all I wanted to ask. I'll get that straight.
But thank you. Nobody's ever asked me that before. Which side? They don't say, is that your real name? Cashdollar. Yes, it's a real name.
So is it English then?
I'm not really sure. There's different strains of...
Different strains?
Yeah. There's like Dutch.
Do the cashes marry the dollars?
Yeah, exactly.
It all works in tandem,
but... That's one of the list of things to do when I retire is to figure out where that name came from.
I know. Feldman, the same thing. We assume that was a gift from God, I guess, but I don't know where it actually Feldman
came. Well, Cashdollar was too in school, let me tell you.
What was your favorite taunt in school?
I think credit penny. I thought that was a good one. And the local pharmacist. I'm from Woodstock, New York, so the local pharmacist would put penny on my prescription bottles and nickel on my brothers. And called us that throughout our adult years, too.
Yeah. That's why you headed south, basically?
Yeah. I couldn't take the abuse on the north.
Couldn't take the abuse, of course. Ball, too, you mean? You know, if your name is Ball, you're going to run into some.
That's on my first husband's side.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing. And Cindy, it says your favorite steel guitar is a double neck Remington 8-string non-pedal. Eight-string non-pedal.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That is true.
You admit it, then.
I'm admitting it on the air live, yes.
Yeah. Is that... What is that?
But today I brought a single neck... Well, it's a six-string lap steel.
Yeah.
Yeah. The double neck is... it's expensive to haul around on airlines.
It is? Yeah. You have to get its own seat or something? Or?
I wish I could, then it wouldn't get ruined. It's kind of heavy to check and I did bring a single neck extreme, but we left that in the car.
Yeah. And Marcia, your instrument is always there when you arrive, but do you travel with a practice?
For the most part, yes. I'll play just about any keyboard anybody provides for me, and unfortunately they look like ironing boards, but you can turn them up over the electric guitars. And I have this sound that I used to have to carry something large, like Cindy's talking about, to create this particular piano sound that I like. But the miracles of modern science now have me sampled onto a card that's about this big.
Yeah.
Basically, now we carry an Altoids box.
So this piano is not tuned to you, though.
This piano is lovely, thank
you.
This is real for you in radio land.
Yeah.
This is
a
piano.
Well, it's fabulous to have you. Thank you so much for joining us here. And what are you going to start with here?
We're going to start with a song on Cindy's record. And Cindy can tell you about the record that she made, and we'll do it.
I made a CD called Slideshow, and it features a lot of guest artists. Herb Remington, he played steel guitar for Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. Mike Aldridge, Sonny Landreth. Jorma Kalkinen, and then some also people that don't play steel, like Marcia Ball and Johnny Nicholas. And so Marcia, you came up with this tune. The CD was like potluck. I just asked everybody who was a guest artist to think about a song they would like to do. And so, Marcia, you came with a song called Something I Can't Do.
Right, and this song was written by our friend Mike Duke, who played piano with Delbert McClinton for a long time. And he was in that band Wet Willie down in southern Alabama, lower Alabama, for their first tenure. And he's still a great songwriter, so this is what he came up with. Can you take the new out of New Orleans? Can you take the red out of Red Beans? Imagine me without you. Are you asking me to do something I can't do? Can you take the beat out of Baton Rouge? Can you take the sea out of Cajun too? Imagine me without you. Are you asking me to do something I can't do? Down in Louisiana, out where the good time rolls, well, it's hard to be good like I know I should if you can't be right here with me.
Something I can't do. Huh? I wonder what that would be.
I can think.
Well, I didn't mean that. I meant, you know, so talented. They must be everything you can do. Is it hard to play one of those? More than, let's say.
Are you looking at Marcia or me?
Huh? No, you know, piano's pretty straightforward, just ADHD.
I can't play piano. I find that hard. Yeah. Playing a lap steel is. I think the hardest thing, at least for me, was learning how to use the slide bar.
Yeah.
Because I played regular guitar for many years, and then I took up resonator guitar, which is like an acoustic lap steel. It's, you know, the nut is raised quite high, and so the strings are high up off the neck, and so you have to play it with a slide bar. And I it just took me a while to get this.
Yeah.
You know, because
did you start with bottlenecks?
I tried bottleneck, which is used, that slips over your finger, either ring finger or pinky, and that's used on a regular guitar.
Yeah.
And this is just like a solid mass of steel.
Yeah.
And so it just took a while to be able to make it not sound like horrible.
Yeah. did you must have had a mentor. Did you have
I had a great dobro teacher back in Woodstock, New York, Charlie Ferrara. So, and then later on, I took up the steel guitar and had a few teachers for that.
Yeah.
But it's just trying to learn how to, it's hard to get used to not have actual contact on the neck. You know, it's like the bar is kind of your fingers.
Yeah. Do you still sit in with Sleep at the Wheel? Or?
Yeah, once in a while I do.
Once in a while, yeah.
Uh-huh. I sub for Eddie Rivers, their current steel player, sometimes. And I played with the Sleep of the Wheel for about 8.5 years, but I left in 2001. So for me, it's a lot of homework when they do ask me to play, because I can't remember all those songs or parts.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And Marcia is, I know, Frida and the Fire Dogs, are they still in existence?
Actually, we're all alive. We make noises about having a reunion.
Yeah.
The best musician in that band, well, the guitar player was fabulous. And he was the guy that made us really sound like a country band, which is what we were trying to do in spite of everybody having long hair and bell-bottom Levi's. But the real musician was the kid who played steel. And he also was a beautiful piano player. He took up the saxophone while we were playing. He would play accordion. He was just wonderful. And he's the one who, for a long time, after that band broke up, quit playing music at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear he's back at it, so I'm thinking we might have a reunion.
Yeah. Who was it, if I might ask?
His name is David Cook.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives in Florida now, but we're all still in touch.
That's good.
Yeah,
we
and
need
that's
more
it's been a long time.
Need more Frida and the Fire Dogs, I think. This next tune, who's going to tell us about it?
Well, Cindy wrote this song.
All right.
And we have played this on several of the various combinations that of people who we play with. In Austin, Cindy's with a group called the Texas Guitar Women, which includes Carolyn Wonderland and Shelley King, both as vocalists, Sarah Brown on bass, and Lisa Pankrantz on drums. And every once in a while, I get to sit in and be the piano player in Texas Guitar Women. And so that's when we first worked it up. That's one of our numerous projects in Austin.
There's a lot in Austin. There's a lot of musicians and a lot of projects.
Right. We've been doing something together with our friends down there called Home, which is has a big name. It's housing opportunities for musicians and entertainers. Basically, we have one client, and she's an 84-year-old blues singer named Lavelle White. And we just did a gig, and we taped it. And I said the other night we did a live gig, which is, you know, there's your basic redundancy, as you know, as opposed to the dead gig. we taped this gig and made a record out of it, and we all did Lavelle White songs. So that's kind of off of this subject. But when we all get together, this song of Cindy's, which is called Salvation, is what she and I do.
Sounds wonderful.
Ready? One, two, three. Thank you.
You're listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI Public Radio International.
Marcia Ball and Cindy Cash Dollar.
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
I'm going to do the monologue again. All right. In all the news that isn't, where did I put it? Oh, I think I threw it out already. Okay. Yeah, well, I'll try that again. By the way, this is the album here, Cindy Cash Dollar's most recent one, Slideshow. So check that out. And Marcia Ball's latest one is Roadside Attractions. So look for those. I'll buy them all. Buy them multiple times. Don't rip them off, please. I know you people, you're going to try and get this for free. Musicians got to live too, you know. So thank you very much, Marcia Ball and Cindy Cash Dollar, for joining us today. And I would like to mention and to thank the Fête de Marquette, which is the reason that they're in town, actually. We got to hitchhike on them. It's still going on tonight if you're in Madison. If you haven't been into it, it's a tremendous, free concert, and it's unbelievable. It runs for 3 days, I think. This goes, maybe it goes Sunday, too. Sunday, too? Yes, 4 days. Okay. So get there if you can. Oh, Sunny Landreth is there all the time, too, so catch that if you can. Okay. Where are we now?
I think you maybe want to talk to some people out there.
This is where I go in the audience.
Yeah, they ask you questions.
I don't want to go in there after their reaction to my monologue. I'm a little afraid to step out there. I'd be happy to. We can pass it around, and if we look through it, and I can explain some of the things. If not, let's go to the Nashville family in Chippewa Falls. Yes. Thank you very much. Wait a minute, you're not Marcia Ball.
No. I know you're disappointed. I'm sorry.
We got the Nash Olds here from Chippewa Falls. Please pick me for trivia. Oh, yeah, this is the guy with the lay and yada, yada. Yada, yada. Are you all Nash Olds? The Nash Old family?
They are. I'm not.
You're not? Are you related to the Nash Olds?
No.
Are you potentially related to it?
Yes.
Are you going out, with a Nash Hold?
No.
No? I'm sorry. Is this tender ground here? I think I'm there. But you're not going out with him?
I am going out with him.
Well, you said you weren't.
Complicated family.
Is your status complicated right now?
No.
Okay. Well, what's your name then?
I'm Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. Nice. Sorry for the interrogation here. And you're?
Rick.
You are a Nash Hold.
No.
What are you doing with the Nash Olds and impersonating a Nash Old?
Well, it's complicated.
This is the worst interview I've ever had with any family of any sort because it's too complicated to talk about, apparently. So are you friends with the Nash Olds?
Family.
You just said it was complicated and you weren't really family.
It's complicated.
Okay, and we'll get and then but you must be a Nash Old.
No.
How do you know the Nash Olds?
Okay, so if there was an answering machine, we are you've reached the Gents and Nash Olds, we blow for family. That would be our answering machine.
Where does Nash Old come into it then?
That guy. And the rest of them.
Oh, this row down here, are you actually the Nash Olds?
Yes.
Okay. This is too complicated for me. This is very strange. Is it like, are you like a co-op or something?
I'm not a Nash Old either.
No.
No.
You're with one, aren't you?
This one.
Is it complicated or what?
No, it's not complicated.
No, it's uncomplicated.
Correct.
Seem like a complicated guy.
No, he's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, he wears a lay around. Somebody using a lay, he wears it. That's a really cool thing. A lot of guys wouldn't.
Well. Oh, no. He wanted to get. Well, we went out to the curb, and it's his birthday, and so you should talk.
Yeah, think of the old, and you want to.
Obvious joke, yeah.
Did you have the pancakes? They're huge.
No, I had the cheese omelet and best American fries ever.
Yes, that's because the grill, they never clean the grill.
Exactly, that's true. And we used to, when it was on the South Beltline 30 and 50 years ago, same grill.
I know. Never touched by human sponge or.
It is not.
You have steel wool at this point.
It's not sponge worthy, no.
And which Nashold are you then?
David.
Please pick me. Please pick me. I have like 7 cards that say David Nashold. Please pick me. It's my 50th birthday. David knows about it. Nashold is his 50th. There's like 10. These are all, come to think of it, these are all David Nashold cards. How self-effacing is that?
I'm not a one of them written by me.
What do you, and you're from Chippewa Falls? Can we say that?
Well, that's complicated too, but I've been there 25 years, and half my life I was in Madison and half in Chippewa Falls. And half these people are from the Madison area, and half of them are from the Chippewa Falls area. Just wandered down.
Okay. What do you do up there?
I'm an engineer.
What sort?
Environmental.
Gives you a lot of latitude?
Yeah. My dad wanted me to tell you that I get a chance to work on frack sand mines.
Say hello to your dad for me, whatever his name is. This is also Nash Holtz? Oh, he's here.
I'm the senior.
Okay, let's get to the core of this problem. I'm messing around the periphery of the whole Nash Holtz question. And can I get you to stand up? I'm not asking too much. Oh, excuse me. I'll step on you if you stand up. That's my promise. How are you?
Very well.
And you are?
Raymond D. I'm the elder. I'm 82.
Okay, Raymond, well, you look terrific.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're supposed to get tired of hearing that, don't you? Oh, you look terrific.
I'm glad to be on this side of the sun, as they say.
Are you an engineer as well? Is that where this came from?
I worked in public health statistics across the street for 37 years.
State?
Yep. Birth, death, marriage, and divorce. I was state registrar of vital statistics. So we had a couple of ways to be born and over 1,000 ways to die. Right.
Did you ever think of leaking all that information?
No.
It was different in those days.
Right.
Thought of leaking those.
We had confidentiality and we had right to know. So.
Well, that's pretty good. And retirement? How has retirement been for you?
Retirement has been very good.
Yeah. What do you do? Because I'm thinking about it, and I have nothing that I do for leisure.
Well, we restored the old family farm out in Columbia County.
Oh, is that right?
And we have family reunions in Germany and the U.S.
How do you restore a farm? You mean just grow things?
Well, a big 20-sided brown barn that needed a lot of attention.
Wow. Have I heard about this barn? It's kind of a famous barn, isn't it?
Probably. It was on the State Historic Society poster.
Yeah.
Right.
Where do you find someone who can help you restore a round barn? That's kind of...
Well, we used...
This guy right here?
For the roof, which is restored cedar, we used the local group Ganser, and they did a very fine job.
Yeah. Well, that's this guy here, was he helpful?
He's my eldest son.
Yeah.
Yes, he's been very helpful.
Yeah. Not now, necessarily. It doesn't look like he's going to be helpful now. Can I get stand up for a second? I talked about this round. You don't care to talk. Pretty good carpenter, though, is he?
Oh, yes, he's construction management and can do just about anything. Carpentry, plumbing, electric.
Yeah, anything but talking is.
Right.
What's his name?
Steven.
Steven, are you more of a fitter or a joiner?
A little both.
Okay. That's fine. It's complicated.
Sean.
Sean, hi.
Hello. Yeah, I'm second oldest.
Yeah.
Right behind this guy.
You're worthless as far as carpentry goes.
Pretty much, and in terms of public speaking as well, yeah.
He works in animal health lab, federal lab.
Okay. Animal health. You're working for or against animal health?
For, yeah. We're
the Nashholes, ladies and gentlemen. It's complicated, but what a story. What do we have for them?
Well,
we have lots of stuff for the Nashholes.
We sure do, yeah. We can give them a couple of bottles of Domaine de Sac and Prairie Fumé from Muller Time Winery.
Yeah.
Given the size of the family, they can have a thimble full each.
Let's give them all a couple of bottles, I think. There's only one Nashold family that I can determine, no matter what the answering machine says. It's very confusing. What? I'd like to talk to you all. Are you related to these people? You are? Yeah. So you... The what?
The Zweifelhofers.
No, they're not. You don't know how many times I've heard that from people. It's a big bluff, Zweifelhofers. We're going to play around with the What Do You Know quiz because that's what we're all about. We're a quiz show. In case you're wondering what we're all about, this should clarify it to some degree. It's a chance for you to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous. And all those years you go to school, try to get an education, and maybe you do, and we all do, but spotty. Mine was spotty. But here's a chance to make it pay off by playing the What Do You Know quiz. Let's see those of you. Naturally, he's the only one who wants to do it. I guess we're going to... I know, let's go over here in this side of the audience. The Nashhold enclave. All right, David, come on. It's the inevitable. Got to go with the flow. Got to go with that Nashhold flow. You got to give me one good reason why you should play this quiz, though, David.
Because yesterday was the day before my birthday.
Michael, we have forgotten
That's
the four disclaimers, however.
That's good enough. What?
Disclaimers.
What?
Disclaimers.
Disclaimers,
the,
yeah.
There are four
we'll
of them.
We'll get to them eventually. Come on, man. Nashholds are here. Everything's suspended. You didn't know no stinking disclaimers. All right. Pretty good then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Are you an athletic guy, too? Are you look like you're in pretty good shape.
Work in the garden.
Work in the garden? That's not athletic, is it?
You should see the garden.
Okay. Not a bad line, but we have to work on the whole thing. If we're going to take this on the road, but you don't do running or anything like that?
I ride my bike.
You do? Yeah. Oh, a lot? I mean, for miles and miles?
About a mile every day.
About a mile? That adds up.
Two ways, that makes 2 miles.
Yeah. And are you originally from Chippewa Falls, or how
no.
did that work out?
Grew up in Madison.
Yeah, grew up in Madison.
Moved up there.
Yeah.
Stayed for the Zweifelhofer family and the beer. You've heard of Lion and Kugels, perhaps?
Yes. What about it?
Nothing.
Are the Zweifelhofers related to the Lion and Kugels?
Not at all.
Okay, good. Well, thanks for clearing that up.
They just both have long German names.
Yes.
But you've got to know that their name means onion farmer. They're proud to tell people that.
Yeah, cool. And were they onion farmers in Wisconsin as well?
No, probably the old Czechoslovakia.
Back in Czechoslovakia. Yeah.
Bohemia.
Because they're on a plover and all that. There's a lot of onion farms. There are potato farms, I guess it is. But potatoes go with onions. Okay, so David, then anyhow, and then what are you reading right now?
I'm reading that you wrote my name down on the piece of paper.
Yeah, but I mean, are you reading it? Are you a reader?
Well, my nephew brought a copy of The Onion, and I was going to peruse the headlines.
Yeah, so you're not a reader.
I probably am, yeah.
Do you ever go out and see an opera or a ballet or anything like that?
Dad's trying to get us to go to the opera tonight. But
yeah, which opera is it?
I think he's going to fail. It's out at Elver Park.
There's an opera in Elver Park?
Believe it or not,
a horse opera? What is it? What kind of opera is it?
I'm not sure, but he's got a blanket laying out there, so
he's got
a spot picked out.
Is it an opera in the park?
Yes, but they do arias, and it's a variety.
Arias? That would make it an opera, I guess. Okay. Arias. Do we know which arias from which opera?
I don't at this point.
Oh, at this point you don't? Okay. This family is hard to deal with, I'll tell you.
You're telling me.
Yeah, they release information like it was diamonds, you know, like that's diamonds. True. David, you know how the quiz works? Someone out there plays along with you.
Yeah.
When it does work, that's what happens.
Sounds fun.
Sounds fun. Okay, we'll see about that. And they have to, of course, answer a qualifying question, don't they?
That is correct.
Sarah?
Yep.
That's all you're going to say to me?
Well, they also have to pick up the phone and dial
Now
in.
You're giving me the same treatment I got here.
And then you ask them a qualifying question, yes. And the number to call is 1-800-942-5669. Yeah.
What's the reasoning behind that, you think, asking a qualifying question?
I would assume that it's to see whether or not they're qualified.
How can you not be qualified for this quiz? No one ever loses it.
I think if maybe one ran fast at the mouth, one might not be qualified.
One ran fast at the mouth? Is that a Canadian expression?
Yes, I think so. I think I may have just made it up.
Oh, okay. And I need a qualifying question. I have one here. Yes, I do. It's beer consumption time again.
Oh, boy.
The per capita results are in nationally for beer consumption. We want to know which state or entity is 51st in beer consumption. In other words, we're looking for the lowest beer. I don't know why they have 51. Maybe D.C. is counted too? I have no idea. The lowest in, I will tell you, that is not Wisconsin. lowest, we're talking gallons per capita. Gallons per capita. But there's one state that's still, you know, it's a sizable amount, but it's the lowest of 51 states in per capita beer consumption. We're looking for that right now. Let's go to the phones. Jay's on the line from Pittsburgh, Kansas. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Pretty good.
Yeah? You got plans for today? Or?
Out here in Kansas, we're a free state. We drink free state beer.
Free state beer, yeah. That your brand?
That's one of the locals, yeah.
You just drink it if it's free. It's like around here, same thing.
Well, if you can get it free, it's really good, yeah.
Yeah, it's even better, isn't it? It enhances it. So you got a big day planned or something? What's going on tonight?
Oh, not too much. No. Going over to Joplin. We're going to the George Washington Carver Annual Storytelling Day, that sort of thing.
Are you a storyteller yourself?
Oh, I try, yeah. Yeah. I try at it.
Okay. Got a real short one, like 30 seconds or less?
Ooh, well.
No, that's okay. Jay, yeah, okay. Which state in terms of beer per capita beer consumption is lowest, 51st in beer consumption in America?
I know I'm going to get it wrong. I have one chance in 51, yeah. Right? Well, I was going to say Kansas, but I don't. I think I'm going to go a little further north in North Dakota.
Oh, boy, you couldn't be wrong. North Dakota is number one in consumption. You know what they drink in North Dakota? 45.8 gallons per capita. Is that even possible? I can't believe these figures. That seems impossible.
I guess since they started doing the fracking, they drink a lot more beer.
Yeah, I guess so, because just to drown out the noise. Oh, well, I'm sorry, Jay. That's not it. Nice talking to you, though.
All righty.
You too. Okay, bye. Peter is shuffling off to Buffalo, New York, it says here. Is that true, Peter?
That is true.
Are you on the road now?
We are on the road. We're on the New York State Thruway.
Are you? And you're on the way to Buffalo? From where?
From Pittsburgh. That's Pittsburgh with an H.
Pittsburgh. The other Pittsburgh is not in Kansas. Okay. Are you going for a family get-together, affair, a wedding, what have you? Oh, dear. I'm sure he'll call us back and we'll find out more about that story. So stay tuned. Only here will we hear about Peter on his way to Buffalo. Let's go to Beth, who is in Leon, West Virginia. Hey, Beth.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing. How are you?
Yeah. I'm great. Just great.
Oh, you are?
It's beautiful here. The rain has stopped.
Rain has stopped.
The sun's shining, yeah.
Are the ramps in bloom in West Virginia now? Can you go out and pick ramps in the woods?
The ramps are done. The ramps are done early spring.
They finish quick, don't they, the ramps?
Yes, they do. You got to grab them and get them out of those woods and eat them.
You know, because they always talk about ramps. When you go to West Virginia, they say you got to try the ramps. They're great. Mess up your fryer with ramps. I always come there and they say the ramps are always done. Every time I go to West Virginia, you miss the ramps. Yep.
You got to come early, Michael, that's all.
If I want to catch the ramps, when should I come to West Virginia?
April. April is a great time.
Okay.
Yep.
Beth, let me ask you this. Beer consumption, we're talking here. Which state is lowest in beer consumption? I'll give you a hint. It's out west.
Yeah, I figured it was out west, and I think it's probably Utah.
You're right. Beth.
Yeah.
All right, Beth. All right. Only 20.2 gallons. Only 20.2 gallons. How can they live on that?
I don't know. I guess it's warm in capital.
Yeah.
Capital.
Yeah, they're not supposed to, but somebody's drinking it. You know, it's still 20 gallons.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Beth, your day today, you got things planned, things going on, a lot happening?
I'm doing a lot of gardening today.
Gardening?
And that's probably about it.
That's interesting because David is a gardener too. David, this is Beth.
Yeah.
Your partner.
Good to meet you, Beth.
Hi, David. How are you?
What are you growing?
The tomatoes are really good. Green beans, all kinds of gourds. I've even tried, I'm starting this year to try the dipper gourd.
A new gourd?
You know, the grape. Yeah. They're like 3 feet long, and you can make dippers out of them, or you can carve on them. Some of them
you can
are
make
really
zippers out of them? Is that what you said?
Yeah, like water dippers. You know, it's just water dippers. It's for
dippers.
You know, aesthetic.
Dugout canoes.
Oh, yeah, cool. Do you do gourds? You don't do
gourds? I'm out of my gourd.
Yeah, okay. David and Beth, you are a team right now. You rely on one another. This is not competitive. You are a brain trust. We have various categories, don't we, Sarah?
We do, and the categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Beth, you pick the first one. What would you like?
I think odds and ends.
Odds and ends. This could be anything. The number one unfinished book in America. Now, I did a survey of this to find which book people start and never actually do finish. The number one unfinished book in America, is it 50 Shades of Grey? Did they only get to the 25th shade, let's say, and put it down? J.K. Rowling's Casual Vacancy, your first adult novel, or Eat, Pray, Love? Number one unfinished book that people just put aside and never do get to. Talk it over.
I would think Eat, Pray, Love, because you can always go back to it and, go back and refer to it, I think. What do you think?
That's what my gut said. The second one sounded pretty good, too.
Casual Vacancy?
Yeah, it would make sense that, as popular as she was, that then she went into a different arena and maybe had a little bit of a flop.
Mm-hmm.
But
makes sense.
Beth, I don't know. I'm still like a number that C or three or whatever.
Yeah. Beth, have you read 50 Shades of Grey yet? Have you?
I started it, but I could only get to chapter 25. But I am going to change my answer to 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh. Ooh. Well, what are you going to change? You got to agree.
You've got to agree. Did you hear me?
Beth, you have a pretty strong opinion there.
But I liked your reasoning quite a bit too.
I like my reasoning too.
Changing genres could be put people off.
There's a woman in the front row with bananas on her shirt that really likes 50 Shades. The shirt isn't
great. That's a separate problem.
Yeah, we should get into that.
Boom. Try and stay on course here. Where are we then? We're all messed up on this.
Go for it, Beth. What do you think?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go with J.K. Rowling's book then.
Casual Vacancy? That's right. That's it.
Whoa.
Unread. Because people, it's not what they expect. It's not Harry Potter. But at least it's not 50 Shades of Grey. So that's the good news.
Yeah.
And that's one right and zero wrong.
Okay. The movie's coming out pretty soon. I'm going to wait for the movie to...
Beth, you really pulled that one out.
And what remains there?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or science.
Okay. David, what do you have?
How about science?
Science it is. Okay. Why does the male Asian corn borer moth imitate a hunting bat? He will do that. Make that noise that bats make, you know. Not that. No, that's a crow, I think.
It's a crow bat.
Now, and the male Asian corn borer moth will imitate a hunting bat. Why does he do it? Is it A, to get the female to freeze into a mating position?
We'll stop there.
Yeah, I agree.
Holy cow, you're right. That's it. Yeah. Oh, the instinct is running here today, I'll tell you.
Excellent, David.
That's two right and zero wrong.
All right. I had some other good answers there, too. But I'm trying to think about it, but you're right. You're definitely right. Okay, what's left there?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school.
Okay, Beth?
Let's go to places.
Places, all right. Could be anywhere here. Let's see if it is. Yes, it is. According to Business Week's Best Cities, which is a better city, Minneapolis or St. Paul?
Jeez, I have no idea on this one.
I have a lot of friends in both places.
But yeah.
I think the St. Paul people would be the most vociferous in their support of their city. But
so you're saying St. Paul?
Well, Minneapolis, by all rights, is a more significant city.
Well,
St. Paul's the capital, though.
There you go.
That doesn't quite compare to our capital, but
no. And where's Garrison? Garrison's in St. Paul, isn't he? That's got to be a factor.
I know there's a little competition here.
No, there's no competition, believe it. So you're saying St. Paul?
I don't know. My guess would be St. Paul.
St. Paul?
Yeah, let's go with
St.
that.
St. Paul is right. Number 10. Minneapolis is a lousy 12. Yeah. Madison came in at 17, by the way, which is pretty good. That's Middleton didn't even place. So they have won, and they could stop here, couldn't they?
They could, or they could try one more question and perhaps win the mother load.
Perhaps. Can you explain the mother load concept?
Yes. The normal prizes are fine. They're good. You know, you go home with a handful of stuff. But if you win the mother load, you get oodles of more fantastic prizes. Oodles.
Everything we've had from
everything you've ever wanted.
Everything
yes.
we still have. Yes. Here from all
everything
our trips.
That was pulled out of the closet. Yeah,
yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So that you could go for all that. What do you would feel like doing, Beth, David? You want to go for
I
it?
Like
it's a little risky. Of course we're going to go for it, right, Beth?
Beth?
If you don't want to, I understand.
we could just cuddle.
David! Yeah,
I think there's no choice. We've got to go for it.
All right, right? They're going for it. That's okay. A little encouragement. Helps in these matters. All right. So what remains then?
Current events, people, or things you should have learned in school.
So one of these. I guess it's up to you, David.
How about current events?
Current events.
All right.
This is a law in China, new law in China. By law in China, people now must do what vis-a-vis their parents? Law in China regarding parental things.
A what thing?
Well, they just passed a law in China which requires children to do something vis-a-vis their parents.
Michael, could you give us the choices?
This is in the news. You probably should have heard this or not. You know, that's current events. What can you do?
Or go down in flames, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Are these younger children or adult children?
I don't know that is really my job.
Oh. Okay.
Yes,
you've got a point there.
Probably,
I respect that.
We're talking
that.
About adult children here.
Okay, maybe they need to get permission for marriage. I don't know. Something like that. No. I'm going to look to Blue Bananas here again. She was.
She's still reading her 50 Shades of Grey.
But again, so
no help in that area.
Would have gotten it wrong, I think. Yeah. But
well, no. I was thinking they have to get permission to work
from their parents. So don't. No, I guess you didn't hear about this in the news.
To get something, I don't know. Somewhere it seems I saw. Reading online.
Well, let me ask
something
you this,
about
then.
Visitors.
Let's just change the subject just a bit. Hard as it is to believe, President Obama's favorite food, he says, please.
I was going to say that.
Hard as it is to believe, President Obama's favorite food is?
I would have to guess broccoli.
He would have to guess. Beth,
yeah,
go on. Broccoli is right, and it's caused a lot of consternation among a lot of people who hate the stuff. And that's by law in China. He has to like broccoli. And they've won everything.
They have won everything.
What
that's
does
right.
that include?
David, when you're feeling nostalgic about last winter, you'll have InstaSnow at hand. It's a portable test tube of high-tech powdered polymer that absorbs water and rapidly expands into the wonderful flaky white stuff from ThinkGeek.com.
Wow.
Then, for some light summer reading, start with Adam Alter's Drunk Tank Pink and other unexpected forces that shape how we think, feel, and behave, often without our knowledge or consent, from Penguin Press. Continue with Annalee Newitz's Scatter, Adapt, and Remember, How Humans Will Survive a Mass Extinction, from Doubleday. And if all else fails, there's Casper's Hauser's Earn Your MBA on the Toilet. Unleash unlimited power and wealth from your bathroom, from 10-Speed Press. Beth, begin your day with a robust cup of coffee from Steep & Brew's Breakfast Blend. Before walking in the garden in the cool of the day, savor smooth Costa Rican Terrasu from Madison's Steep & Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And then dream of drifting down a lazy river wearing a polo shirt from the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium. Put some colorful Madison motifs on your wall with a handsome print from MarciaSparks.com. Travel vicariously to exotic climes with Jerry Becker's CD, Wrong Way Charlie's Safari Adventure, and begin your quest for the meaning of life with What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
Wow.
There you go, David. Happy birthday.
That's a lot of swag.
Yeah, a lot of swag for the birthday, boy. Thanks for doing that. Beth, hang on for a second. Make sure you get that. Thanks for playing.
Hey, all Bayfield, right. What Do You Know fans, we'll be under the big top on Saturday, August 3rd. It's summer Chautauqua time. Get your tickets right now by calling 715-373-5552 or by following the links at notmuch.com. Over to notmuch.com to keep the What Do You Know fun going throughout the week. You can join our Facebook family, enjoy Michael's tweets, play our online quiz. It's all available all the time at notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is, of course, Producer International. This is PRI, Public Radio International. Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tooling on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's our Town of the Week. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says he wouldn't want to be known as Mr. Khloe Kardashian either. It's Michael Feldman.
Wow. Mr. Khloe Kardashian. That's why he trashed those paparazzi, you know. Lamar. Mr. Khloe Kardashian. They weren't taking his picture, were they? Well, you know, each week at this time, we get actual memos sent in by actual listeners. Yeah. And some other stuff, too. For example, this here. Someone said, I was shopping for a new camera, wanted to see what a refurbished camera from Japan really was. So we're shopping here at the Japan Otaku Shop, which has 100% positive over the past 12 months, two total ratings. So that's encouraging anyhow. And what they say, whether she's buying a camera, a Sony DSC RX 100 20.2 MP, XMORE. That's a lot of MPs, megapixels in there, huh? Okay. Refurbished, and here's what they say about that. It's new, but return this one. I send it from a store of Tokyo and can deliver it to a store immediately as soon as I am in stock. Delivery is possible after an order within 1 week and thus may suffer from the hand of the buyer in an order more than the 14th. While I send it, I may open it at a post office. The reports such as the customs simplify if possible, but ask by correspondence of the buyer when anything happens. The maker guarantee can support only in Japan, and the maker guarantee is basic 1 year. I can cope only in Japan if I do it during a matter term of a guarantee when it broke down. The return goods is not accepted, and only initial defectiveness copes. But I cope by the exchange of the product, not return goods, and ask for the postage with the sender burden. Because the voltage supports Japan, a transformer may be necessary. Yes, that's refurbished. What is the problem in understanding that? Then this is not actually a memo either. It's more or less a letter. It's kind of cute, I think. It comes from Karen Klussendorf, who was in Woodland, California. Previously lived in Wisconsin, though. And she has this, she calls it a memo, but it's a transcribed memo I have framed to keep me humble. My brother wrote it to our mother in 1968. He was 12, I was 9 and a half. It was written in a stiff little left-handed script. They might call it uptight preteen font today. My mother gave me this about 10 years ago, telling me, never let Kurt know I gave this to you. So this probably could spill the beans here, but that's okay. It reads as follows. Dear Mom, I don't want to do this, but Karen's usual prissiness, thinking she is cool and that I remotely like her, forces me to. I shall try not to see Karen or be seen with her. I shall not eat breakfast at the same time as her. I also request permission to eat supper at a different time from her. These actions are for Karen's health, not mine. Kurt. Isn't that cute? Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing that. That was a difficult thing to share. And she says, by the way, we get along great now, although we live in different states. So that ought to be. Then this is not, you know, a typical memo either. This is a classic memo. It's actually, you can see it's a carbon copy, or at least a copy of a carbon copy, from January 10th, 1949. From George E. Hayes, police chief, from Freewater, Oregon, where the phone is 101. So that's 1949. Okay. And it's just kind of interesting. And let's see what it reads here. On December 3rd, 1948, a call came in to the police station that there were a wreck on New Highway near the Fundale Road. The chief of police, George E. Hayes, and myself, Officer Ponton, answer the call, and there was a Mr. Sam Schwartz driving a 1936 Plymouth license. You can have the license if you want it, right in. This Mr. Schwartz had hit a 1937 Ford driven by Mr. Harry Alvin Sams. Mr. Sams had stopped for the stop sign, but this Mr. Schwartz seemed to be going too great a speed to get over far enough to avoid from hitting Mr. Sams' car. This Mr. Schwartz were drinking, and were too drunks to know that he were doing the two men. Mr. Sams and Mr. Schwartz. Oh, no, the two men were, Mr. Sams and Mr. Schwartz were brought to the police station to make out the traffic accident report. This Mr. Schwartz were too drunk to make the report out. He had to leave the room. There is a bottle of wine we're taking from Mr. Schwartz's car, and it is still in the custody of the police of Freewater. This Mr. Schwartz has been seen in Freewater pretty drunk a great number of times since this has happened. This is about all of the dope I have at this time. Okay, Officer Ponton. Classic. It's a classic police report. And now for our regular plain old memo. This is from someone somewhere in Pennsylvania. I'll tell you that. And it reads as follows. Subject, snapping turtle. Some of you may have noticed there is a snapping turtle in one of the mulch beds in front of the building. Please be aware that the turtle is nesting and probably getting ready to lay eggs. While she is very interesting to look at, we would like you to be aware that snapping turtles can be aggressive. However, as a general rule, if you leave her alone, she will leave you alone. Therefore, if you choose to snap a photo of her, please make it snappy and do so from a safe distance. Thank you very much. That's our actual memo and our classic memo and our family letter and our refurbished product from Japan letter, all those things. Where can they send things like this?
They can send those to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there.
Okay. And if they're of a Twitter state of mind, what do they do then?
They could tweet it to you, I guess, at my Feldman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That'd be, they could do that, too.
Yeah, there's snail mail, too.
Snail mail. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how do, what's
the address for that is 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706, care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos.
Okay. And speaking of you.
Yes.
Each week at this time, or some weeks not, and other weeks never, we honor a town, village, or burg somewhere across the greater U.S. and a rearranged map of the same. That's right. It's time once again for Sarah Nix and our Town of the Week.
Our Town of the Week is beautiful Spearfish, South Dakota. It's nestled in the Black Hills. Spearfish Creek and the canyon through which it runs were originally, you guessed it, a spearfishing site for the Sioux, Cheyenne, and Lakota people who moved through the area. Mm-hmm. White settlers moved in during the Black Hills Gold Rush in the late 1800s. The growing town supplied food and mining equipment to prospectors up in them thar hills. Though the rush slowed to a dribble by the turn of that century, the fast-flowing Spearfish Creek and the town abide. About 10,000 people live in Spearfish these days, and it sounds like a gorgeous spot. In fact, the man behind the building we're in right now, architect Frank Lloyd Wright, visited Spearfish Canyon in 1935 and called it the most magnificent canyon in the West, greater even than the Grand Canyon. Dramatic landscape sometimes means dramatic weather for Spearfish. The town holds a world record for the fastest temperature change. Wow. At 7:30 on the morning of January 22nd, 1943, people in Spearfish were shivering in a minus four degree weather, and that's Fahrenheit, in case you were wondering. But a Chinook wind blew in, and 2 minutes later, the temperature was plus 45. These days, Spearfish is still famous for its fishing. A lot of people visit to hike, bike, ski, and climb the 1,000-foot cliffs. Black Hills State University is in Spearfish, and if you're visiting and looking for local sports, you might be able to catch a game with the Yellow Jackets. And that's our Town of the Week. It's Spearfish, North Dakota.
And how big you say it is?
10,000.
10,000. Is there industry there as well? Or?
It seems mainly tourism.
Mainly tourism.
Yep.
And the school.
A little bit of farming.
The school you mentioned is?
It is the Black Hills State University.
Black Hills State. Mm-hmm. The Yellow Jackets.
You got it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are calling randomly right now, or Lyle is. Huh? What?
Lyle's
He's
gesturing.
Pointing towards us. He's making gestures of various sorts. Mm-hmm. He's not one usually the gesture. That's why I don't think he's familiar with the gesture.
Interpreted more than one way.
Yeah. The protocol of gesturing, it's really inappropriate, Lyle. Some of those gestures are really not called for at all, but I understand you're not used to gesturing. I know you are Norwegian, so very few gestures, culturally speaking. But are you trying to tell me something, that we have someone? Yes. There is someone from Spearfish, South Dakota, online with us. He has found someone. That's great. Mark Cassavan from Spearfish, South Dakota, our Town of the Week. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are things out there? How's the weather?
It's super. It's midnight 80s right now. It's gorgeous.
Mid 80s, yeah. And is it going up from there?
You know, it's going to maybe get into the 90s.
Maybe the 90s. Hey, so are you heading out to fish, or what are you going to do today?
You know what? I run the local barbershop in Spearfish here, so I'm cutting hair all day, actually. Yeah. My dad that's retired is filling in and cutting hair while I'm doing this interview. We're packed right now, and people are getting their hair cut.
We're taking you away from hair.
No, I got two barbers working right now. I got one Philbane, so we're good.
They're going to be mad, though. Some of those guys are there, and they want you to cut their hair, Mark.
I most of them do, I bet.
Yeah, because some of it gets a little tough after a few years, you know. You got to get that hair just right, you know.
I agree.
Yeah. What sort of cut are they sporting these days in Spearfish, South Dakota?
You know, I mean, all around, we have a big base customer out of Wyoming as well, because we're right on the border. So a lot of short haircuts right now.
Yeah.
A lot of high and tights. Yep.
High and tights? Is that like a brush cut and the sides are shaved, right? Something like that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pretty
cool.
Yeah. So is this the business you inherited from your dad? Was your dad a barber?
Exactly. It's been a barbershop for 70 years downtown Spearfish. And
no kidding.
He's had it for 40 years, and I've been there 17 years already. He's been semi-retired for about 5-6 years now, and we have another barber in as well. So there's two barbers always on board.
So he's enjoying his retirement by barbering.
Yeah, basically. Exactly.
That's very, very nice of you, Mark, to keep him occupied.
Yeah, I'm a good guy, aren't I?
You're a good guy. So Spearfish is our town of the week, and I don't know, did you hear Sarah's explanation of town and the background history?
For sure, yep.
Yeah. Anything that you care to elaborate on that, or fill us in a little more on Spearfish, what it's really like to live there?
Yeah, I tell you what, Spearfish, I don't want to say it too loud because then everyone will try to move here. But because we do have some crazy weather.
Yeah.
But in general, it's probably one of the nicest places. They call it the Banana Belt down here because we have a lot of days, November, December, January, February, that are in the 60s and 70s. A lot of people don't know that.
You said they call it the Banana Belt?
Yes, because you can golf every month of the year here. I mean, It's unbelievable.
And do you golf?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you do? Yep. Okay. What's your handicap?
Ooh, 16, if I'm lucky.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
It's better than not playing at all. You know, that's the way I look at it.
I agree,
Okay. All right, we heard about that Chinook wind thing where it went from 4 degrees below to 45, but that's rare. Mm-hmm. That's rare, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but you see some crazy stuff. We can get I've seen 3 foot of snow in the morning. By 11 o'clock in the morning, it was gone. The grass was green.
Yeah.
So in 3-4 hours, you can have 2-3 foot and you can have green grass again. So it's pretty wild.
And that's all these big winds that come in? Is that what does it?
Yeah, it's not. We don't have a lot of winds like you'd think, but it's just the temperature and the we don't freeze like up north. You know, the ground's warm pretty consistently, so it doesn't take much to melt it.
Yeah. And you grew up in Spearfish, right?
Yes. Yeah. Most of my family is from northern Minnesota around Thief River and Crookston and Red Lake Falls area. So, they could still have the family farm back there in Red Lake Falls. But, yes, I was raised here in Spearfish.
Yeah. So some of you escaped to South Dakota at a certain point in history?
Yes. Yeah, so I am used to some of that northern weather going up and visiting.
Yeah.
It's completely different.
How idyllic is it, though, for a kid growing up? It sounds like it would be heaven for a kid because there's so much for
it. It really is. Yeah. Spearfish is based on, you know, the Black Hills. And you can be in the prairie in 10 minutes or you can be up in the mountains in 10 minutes. So it's a great place if you're an outdoorsman. And I do a lot of hunting and fishing as well. So it's paradise for that.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking as a kid, it'd be a great thing to do instead of school, for example.
Oh, yeah. Way better.
Yeah. Do people still look for gold around there?
Yeah, there's still quite a few guys that, pretty much any of the Black Hills cricks, they have gold in them.
Yeah.
So if a guy wants to spend time doing it, they can find something if they know what they're doing.
Yeah, because there's that show on TV now. Do you ever see that one? The Gold Hunters, whatever, and these guys, grizzled old guys. And I don't know if they're out by you or not. Have you seen any guys like that around?
You know, we did have some one of those shows here in town that were in here kind of exploring around, and they did a show up on Deadwood and the gold fever stuff up there.
No big finds though in recent years.
Nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
No, not a gold best.
Yeah. So, Mark, are you a family guy?
Yeah, you know, yep. Married and no kids.
Yeah.
Been married 3 years, so.
Yeah. Well, you get to it or you won't. That's okay. No pressure here. You know?
That's right.
It's good.
It's a tough life.
It's a good thing. And barbering, and then did you leave before coming back and taking over the barbershop? Did you set out and to explore the world and come back to spearfish?
Yeah, pretty much. Right. I was an outfitter and I guided hunts.
Oh, no kidding.
For a couple of years,
oh,
and
cool.
Then I went to Black Hills State, the Yellow Jackets, the university up here.
Right.
Went to college here, and then I went to Fargo, North Dakota. To Moeller Barber College and got my barbering degree. Now I'm a master barber.
Yeah. You ever long for the outfitter days?
You know, no, because it's all that is a high-priced babysitting job.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, you babysit guys, and, yeah. And it's fun to be out in the hills and in the woods. And,
yeah.
But it's more of a pain. I'd rather do that on my free time.
You're probably babysitting guys who shouldn't be out there in the first place, right?
I see some of that, yes.
Get those brokers from Chicago out to the Black Hills.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, that's really cool. Exactly. Now, if we were coming to town, Mark, because you're an insider there, I mean, you know the place in and out, and I know it's a big tourist destination stuff, but are there spots that you would take us that tourists wouldn't ordinarily see?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, there's a lot of people just come cruise the hills, but we have a lot of really pretty little hill lakes, you know, the mountain lakes up here that are gorgeous.
Yeah.
Sheridan and Pactola Lake. Of course, we got a little creek above town here that's Iron Creek.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, just the hills itself, people just have a great time touring the hills. A lot of little cool towns with, you know, touristy, trinkety stuff in there, you know.
Yeah, but come on, they come in there and they're fishing in all the wrong places, right?
You know, the crazy thing is, I would say 99% of our creeks in the Black Hills, if you drive by one, you can catch a fish out of it.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Just by rookie, driving by? That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. You just hang a net out the window.
So there aren't any little spots you'd have to kill me if you told me about, right?
You know, I'd have to show you personally.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm one of those guys you don't want to babysit, though, on a fishing trip.
I don't think it'd be too bad.
And about local establishments now, you know, once again, a good place to get a really home-cooked meal or a libation of some sort or...
You know, I tell you what, spearfish for its size
is
very abundant on restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, you name it, if you want something to eat, you can find it in spearfish.
Yeah. But where do the locals go?
You know, the old mom and pop's places, which is too bad, it's kind of disappearing. Which, you know, for us downtown, it's pretty depressing. But our downtown, we just had a new beautification downtown spearfish, and it is really nice. They reconstructed all the sidewalks and corners, and it's turned the whole town, and it's just awesome.
They put in new sidewalks?
Yes, instead of dirt. No, I'm just kidding.
They took out the boardwalk, and they put in sidewalks.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. But so there's
it's
not
a really nice town.
Isn't there a little spot or a little bar, you know, a little country western, you know, you go country western dancing place or.
You know, there really is, even that just kind of disappeared around here. It's just more sports bars and stuff like that.
Yeah. And how is the barbering business? Are you getting, everybody, or do people cut their own hair now at home?
We still have a lot of our clients tricked. They still come in.
Yeah,
we really have a really great business downtown here, and as like I said, as well as in Wyoming, because everybody, you know, from Wyoming, they come into this area to do their shopping and all their medical, of course, get their hair cut. But it's kind of a in between small town, and it's they said 10,000, but you know, just out of city limits, it's probably closer to 15,000-16,000. Yeah, because there's a lot of homes in the close hills here, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, some of those haircuts, if you got a razor, you could just probably shave your own head, you know.
Oh, yes.
That's what I'm thinking. It's a change in haircuts, you know, a little bit. I don't know. Maybe not.
Or
guys wear hats.
Don't
they wear hats? What?
If they cut it short, they got to get it cut often. So I have no problem with that.
Yeah. Do you do any, like, letters? Can you, you know, shave letters into people's heads, that sort of thing?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, we do that.
Get a vanity blade. You do?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So
we're the quickest blade in the country. That's no doubt about it.
Do you call yourself a barber yet, or are you a stylist?
Nope, barber. Yeah, barber. Definitely a barber.
And you got the pole and everything?
Oh, yes.
Cool.
Yeah, we got a. We actually have a, from a Minnesota guy, we got a barber pole from the 1920s. We have a wooden 5-foot-long barber pole out in front of our shop, as well as a spinning electric one out front, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, we are definitely old. It's called Mark's Old School Barbershop.
Oh, cool. You got to take
it
that.
Is, it is. It's the place.
You take that pole in at night? Someone's going to grab
it. We got it. It's pretty secure.
That's pretty good.
We got to bolt it in.
That's pretty good. See, Spearfish, South Dakota, you don't have to take in your barber pole at night. That's the kind of place it is. Mark, I want to thank you so much for speaking with us. It sounds like a great town to visit sometime. It sounds fabulous. We have a little something for you. For
yep, Mark will be sending you the Pride of America's Dairyland in a scrumptious selection of 10 certified organic cheeses and butters from Lafarge, Wisconsin's Organic Valley family of farms.
Thanks, Mark. Nice talking with you.
Fantastic. Hey, appreciate you guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Mark Cassavan, Spearfish, South Dakota, our town of the week.
We should throw the dart, do you think?
Yes.
Somebody should throw the dart.
You want, why don't you handle
no,
this?
I don't
go
think
out there. Just give the dart. Find someone.
I think.
No, they'd much rather you take
oh, really?
The dart
okay.
out there.
Well, then I won't.
Wouldn't
I
you, ladies and gentlemen?
Dart my own eye out.
This is Sarah Nix and her town of the week. There's a microphone. There's the dart. They can throw the microphone if they prefer.
I've never done this before.
Yeah, that's good. You're doing good so far.
I'll try not to.
No, you're not going to throw it.
Eyes.
You're
going to
find someone out there to throw it. Did you think you were going to throw it? That would
no?
be.
No. You?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
You yes is you good.
Come on up with your fantastic Florida shirt on, but you have to walk up here.
Yeah.
Up the stairs.
But who is that?
Otherwise, you might really actually get Michael in the eye. What's your name?
My name is Camille Stein, and I'm from Tallahassee, Florida.
Camille. Tallahassee.
So it is indeed a Floridian shirt you've got on.
Yes, this is what the toll people wear when they collect the tolls on the toll pikes.
All right. Well, there's no fee there. For this.
There you go.
For this good time.
All right. All right.
Yes.
You're she's, getting comfortable, but I'm getting uncomfortable.
The pipes with which she will launch the dart
All
into
right.
the dartboard.
All right.
So this is our rearranged map of the United States of America.
Hi, Camille.
Hi.
How are you doing?
It's very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
I mean, really nice.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've been waiting for this for a long, long time.
Yeah.
This is my fourth show, and you've never hit on me. I don't understand.
I've never hit on you?
You've never hit on me.
Okay. we'll see how much time we have after the quiz and everything.
Okay. Okay.
We'll work something out.
Just
close your eyes, it works best. It's been around three. No! Forget it. Open your eyes. Yeah. Oh, he hits water.
All right. Oh.
Looks like water.
Yep. It's, yeah. Shall we try again?
It's water.
Open
Hawaii.
Water.
It's water.
Okay.
Yeah, open water. No, no, no. Just,
no, just you can
back,
turn yourself
step back
around.
A little bit there.
Hawaii.
You hit the same water.
Hawaii. The same water. Except here we go.
Same
One
water.
More time.
We could call Hawaii, but...
Yes.
Wisconsin.
Why don't we call Hawaii?
It's Eagle River.
Eagle River.
Eagle River, Wisconsin. Okay, we used to vacation up there. Thank you very much. Don't forget your shirt. That's our town of the week next week, Eagle River, Wisconsin. We haven't actually had Wisconsin in quite a while, so we're pretty excited about that. Aren't we, John?
We are very excited about that.
Yes.
I wonder if you need an appointment at the barbershop there, or you just show up and...
I don't know. You said they're waiting there. Now yeah. they're probably running out the door. It's, you know.
Yeah. After you waylaid them there for...
I know. It's pretty cool, though.
But there's probably no other place to go, so...
Well, they come from Wyoming, so I guess,
yeah.
you know, it must be worth it.
Can I do two quick plugs here?
Please do.
I'm playing tonight with Randy Sabine and, oh. and the Fiddlehead Band at Sinisippi Park Music Shell in Rockford.
Oh,
and Jeff's playing in Milwaukee tonight with the Mandy Ellis Quintet at Caroline's.
Wow, fantastic. Mandy Ellis, excellent. All right. Anything else going on? You want
no.
No? Okay. No. Any weddings, bar mitzvahs? Or?
I'm sure they're happening all over the place.
Yeah. By the way, we haven't mentioned this in a while, but they are available for your next bar mitzvah. wedding, circumcision,
Only if you have the chocolate fountain, though. We like the chocolate.
Usually circumcisions, you don't have the chocolate fountain.
Oh. Okay.
Not for that particular affair. Yes. So, this song here, is this one you wrote?
No.
Okay.
But it's a song called Recordame by Joe Henderson.
Oh, sounds great.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
So, I mean, are you reading Fifty Shades of Grey?
No, I'm afraid not. But this is an old joke. Have you ever heard the joke?
No.
You want to hear it? Yes. Well,
let's show everybody your shirt and describe it for people at home.
Knock, knock.
Wait, you should describe what's on your shirt.
No, you'll understand when I tell the joke.
But at home, they have no idea what's on you.
Oh, but the chat room does. Well, there's a banana knocking on the door and some more bananas and an orange.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana, na 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 na. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana, na 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 na. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana, na 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 na. Knock, knock.
If it's the same thing again, is it?
Knock, knock.
Can we get a break? Yes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana? Banana, na.
Okay, thank you. Oh, boy. You're with the woman who's stalking me. That's good. Yes, yes.
We're all stalking you.
You're all stalking me?
We're from the chat room.
We came from 5 states to be here today.
From the chat room?
Yes.
You left your virtual comfort?
Yes.
This is our chat room?
Yes. We're the losers you love so much.
I'm sorry?
We're the losers you love so much.
Yes, the losers we love so much in the chat. No, I don't think of... I don't usually chat, do I? I'm not in the chat room.
No, but we chat.
We chat about you.
You do. Who chats on our end?
Adam. Adam.
Is he a good chatter?
Very good, yes, yeah. Yes.
And what do you chat about in the chat room?
The subjects are endless.
Just while the show is going on, Adam, my producer, is chatting with you.
Yeah.
A little.
A lot of times we'll talk about how great the show is going, yeah. Or we'll have suggestions.
Suggestions. From the chat room. How nice. Any suggestions for today? If you would, are you chatting during the show here?
No, I'm not.
No.
You're chatting?
iPad, so it works.
Were you chatting during the show?
For that, yes. Yeah. Okay. To let everybody know, to make sure they watched.
Yeah. What?
They all want to hear Jeff's Minute.
Yes, Jeff's Minute is probably the most spectacular thing that occurs during a show.
And we didn't hear it today.
No, you did. That's pretty much the way it goes most week.
A lot of times he has the microphone a lot longer than 5 seconds.
Yeah, I know, but he doesn't do much more with it than that.
I can't help that.
He stalls and does the wine cooler jokes, and then the phone rings, which is a prop, of course. Yeah.
Well, not my department.
Is it a little disappointing to see it in person after you know, watching it through chat room?
No, this is the 5th time I've seen your show live in person.
Oh, okay.
The first time at Monona, though.
Yes. Okay. So but it's a different experience, isn't it, to be here?
Yes.
I'd feel much more comfortable if you were in your room somewhere with your iPad.
I don't do iPads. This is more fun.
Okay. Okay.
We don't live in our parents' basements. Really, we don't. No.
At this point.
No. Not at this point.
Okay.
So.
All right.
We're losers, but
The chat room. Is there a name for our chat room?
The What Do You Know chat room?
What Do You Know chat room, ladies and gentlemen? Live and in the flesh.
Where did they come from? You said five states.
Five states.
Not all of them physical, either. Eighth grade violinist and volleyball player, McKenna Coyne is here from Grand Haven, Michigan. She is an eighth grade violinist. And is that you? How are you? Okay, let's say hello because this is a new card. I don't know if we'll do the toilet paper usage question or not. It's really not. It's not any of your business what I do with my toilet paper, I don't think. But I'd like to meet you because you sound like an interesting person. Got to get you to stand up. Just say hello, everybody. This is McKenna, everybody, from Grand Haven. And you're a violinist.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many years have you played the violin?
Since I was in fourth grade.
Yeah. Did you start with that Suzuki method or?
I don't know.
No.
No.
Just lessons and so forth. Do you think you want to play the violin for a career?
I hope so.
Oh, well, excellent.
Yeah.
And are you part of the orchestra now?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an eighth grade orchestra or is it the high school orchestra?
It's just the school orchestra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And are you guys perform? Well, it's the summer now, but yeah. Do you go to any of those summer music camps kind of things?
I take private lessons in the summer, yeah.
What do you like better, violin or volleyball?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
If you had to choose between being a volleyball player and a violinist, it'd be a tough choice.
Well, with volleyball, you're, more active, so yeah. I don't know.
If you combine that. It would be ideal. It would be difficult, and you have to buy a lot of different violins, probably.
I don't know. I like violin.
Yeah. And how is your summer? Are you having a great summer, or can't you talk because your folks are here? Oh, you're not? Okay.
It's a good summer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good summer?
Good.
if you're in Grand Haven, Michigan, and you're a young person, where do you hang?
At the beach.
At the beach? Mm-hmm. There's a beach in Grand Haven?
Yeah.
Nice beach?
Yeah.
Which beach is that?
The Grand Haven Beach.
Oh, that's well named. And so all your crowd hangs out there?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, see, maybe it's sometime at Grand Haven. Do you hang out at Grand Haven Beach?
Not really. I live here.
Oh, you live here. Okay. You know this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. That's all right. Thank you very much. All right, so where do you hang out then, smart guy?
In my house.
At your house? You don't leave the house at all?
No, sometimes. Like now.
No, okay. Well, thank you for leaving your house and coming here. I appreciate it. Regina Donner, high school chemistry. Okay. It's like Breaking Bad kind of high school chemistry. There's so much you can do with chemistry nowadays, And when I was a kid, it was just chemistry. But now it's a series. In Whitesburg, Kentucky. Whitesburg, are you in the hill or the holler?
I'm in the holler.
You're in the holler?
Yes.
Just a short throw from the hill, though?
Yes, the hill's on both sides of it.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. And that's Whitesburg. Now, place that in Kentucky for us.
Right in the coal fields, right in the corner where Tennessee, Kentucky, and Virginia come together.
They all come together?
Yeah.
And yet they stay apart.
Yet they stay apart.
And a holler, you get much light? I mean, can you have house plants and stuff in the holler?
The sun comes up about 10 o'clock and goes down about 3 o'clock. Yeah. So if you don't hang your clothes out between those times, they don't get dry.
Yeah. So can you hang them out on the hill, or would they object to that?
They would object to that.
And is this your family holler? Have you lived in this holler?
No,
several generations?
No. Well, there are several generations. Everybody in the holler is related to each other except me. I'm a Ferner. That's what they call me because I'm originally from Alabama, but I've been living in Kentucky for 32 years now. So you're never from there unless you were born there.
Right. So the next generation, like any offspring that you have?
Yeah, my son is from there.
Yeah.
So, well, he wasn't actually raised in the holler. He was raised out on the main road.
You were raised on the main road?
Yes, very wealthy.
But that's not the hill still. I mean, that's just the main road.
Yeah, it's nice.
But and after he left, I moved up in the holler.
You moved up in the holler?
Yes.
Where were you before if you had to move up? If you had to move up to the holler, you must have been.
I was actually out on the main road raising him, and once he was grown and his brother and they left, I sold that house because it was too much for me to take care of, and I just moved to a smaller place up in the holler.
Up in the holler. Mm-hmm. But did you have relatives already in the holler that you moved into?
I had good friends who lived in the holler. Yeah. They
just a holler away?
Yeah, just a holler away. That's what they were.
That's a good friend.
Yes, yeah.
And chemistry teacher?
Yes.
How's that going?
I'm not the favorite one on the block.
No?
No, most kids kind of, and when I tell people I teach chemistry, they go, ugh. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not really the most favorite person in the school building.
After Breaking Bad and all that?
Yeah. Especially.
Especially after. And that's, you say, if I ever visit a holler. I've seen, sort of.
So, like, if you've been in West Virginia or Kentucky or Southwest Virginia, then you've been in a holler. Yeah. Most people.
I've never been invited into a holler.
Well, you're invited. You can come to the holler. I invite everyone to the holler I meet. Yeah. These are friends of mine.
Are you in the hills or the holler?
I'm from Chicago.
Oh. The hills or the hollers of Chicago?
Yes, and it's true. There's no sunrise or sunset, but it's a beautiful place. It's beautiful.
And you as well?
First time I met the Holler girls. they're just staying out at the big house with all the bedrooms. So they're just staying there.
Yeah, okay.
But I've invited them to the Holler, so they're going to come to the Holler. Yeah. So you're invited as well. Come to the Holler.
What would we do in the Holler? Is it a big Holler? I mean,
no,
a lot of people.
It's not a big Holler. I can get you moonshine. We'll have a country cooked meal. We'll sit out on the porch in the afternoon. You can see the deer come out in the field and stuff, and you just kind of
sounds great.
It's real relaxing.
Very nice.
It's very private. You know, you don't have to lock your doors. It's real nice up there. I kind of like it because it is at the head of the holler, and if you're at the head of the holler, the only people that come out your road are the people that are coming to your house. So there's nobody passing by. There's nobody bothering you.
Are the people in the rear of the holler as well?
No, there's no one behind me. I'm at the very back of it.
So the head of it actually is in the rear.
Yeah. Well,
head is in your rear in the holler.
Yeah.
And
the mouth is where. See, you know, a holler is where a creek has done out the land. It's done made low. So the mouth of the holler is where the creek hits the river. The head of the holler is up at the back end of it. That is kind of odd. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. But yeah.
There's just like a cliff wall behind your house?
It's not a cliff wall. It keeps going up. Yeah. You know, there's not a...
What would you call it? It keeps going up. That's not a cliff?
A cliff.
Something that keeps going up. What would you call it?
Well, a cliff is something that comes off straight. It's a gradual. You could actually walk up it. You can hike up it.
Oh, I see. There's a gradual rise
up to
the expensive homes up there.
There's no expensive homes up there.
That sounds great. Thank you. And you'll probably see me there.
Okay.
Regina.
Okay.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Nice to meet you as well. You was raised good. Let me tell you that. You was raised good. Started on the main road, but you still got that holler feeling. Who in this room has the same number of Tour de France titles as Lance Armstrong? Would you raise your hand if you have the same number of Tour de France? You have the same number? What? Zero. Okay. All right. Say that again.
Zero.
All right, man. Zero. Okay. Very good. Thank you very much for that. It's a Nash hold again. Oh, you know, we didn't get to Greta. And Greta, actually, is a very interesting question, I thought. And we got waylaid with all the other Nash holds and trying to figure out who they are and who they're related to and everything. But Greta had an interesting question here. She's from Stoughton. And she goes to school. She's entering the fifth grade. We'll be entering the fifth grade. Do you have your doubts about entering the fifth grade? Or you pretty feel good about it, right? You could go right to the sixth grade and skip the fifth grade. How are you?
Good.
Do you like science and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Is that why your question is based on that sort of thing?
No.
No. What are your other interests? Do you like science? What else?
Art.
Art. You draw, paint?
I like to draw.
What sorts of things do you like to draw?
Just anime and stuff like that.
Yeah, oh, cool. Well, that's very cool. All right, your question. All right, you want to ask it? It's kind of interesting.
I don't know. I know that humans are evolved from monkeys, but what did monkeys evolve from?
Huh? They never talk about that, do they? In this so-called evolution theory. You know, maybe they evolved, maybe they devolved from earlier humans. And it's just like a big circle we keep going through, you know. Planet of the Apes, you know, whatever. Stoughton of the Apes, it could be. Or, you know, and I have no idea, but that's an interesting question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. Okay. Well, thanks, Greta. Nice meeting you. Nice talking to you. Who's this now? It's your sister? And your name is?
Genevieve.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
That was great. Is Greta pretty nice to hang around with?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, wait, guys, you guys do stuff, play stuff, games?
Yeah.
What's your favorite game presently?
I don't know.
Okay, that's a good answer, too. All right, nice to meet you. Hello again, Nash Olds.
Hi.
And related peoples. And I'm sure I'll be back here before long. You guys have like 90% of all the cards in my stack. Okay, no. My wife and I came to What Do You Know for our first anniversary, and now we're celebrating our 40th. No, our 40th birthdays. Not quite that bad. Plus, we brought our daughter who has never heard the show. West Plate, is that right, from Seattle? Oh, there. Okay, there's West. Okay. West with the shirt there. We call him West with the shirt. Hi.
Hi.
Your first anniversary?
Yeah, we came here on our first anniversary back in 2001. Is that right? And then we came here again. And then we saw.
You should know that, man. Yeah. You don't stop.
And so we're traveling the Midwest in an RV from Seattle.
Oh.
This is sort of our main destination, but we're all the month of July we're going to be traveling, and we came out to see, and my daughter had never seen the show, so we brought her out. And so, yeah, we're just glad to be back.
Yeah. It's kind of sad that this is your main destination. I mean, the concept is very, you know, it sounds great.
Well, I think that we came here for that first anniversary, so we have all these fond memories that are probably fonder than they actually were, but we have really...
Of the marriage or of me?
I think it's all one thing now.
I mean, but you came for the anniversary. You didn't actually meet through What Do You Know.
No.
Those are wonderful stories, too.
I can't remember why we chose to come here for our first anniversary, but...
You remember?
Yeah. His sister and her husband were having a wedding reception out here. They had just gotten married out in Seattle, and they came out here to Chicago because he's from Chicago. So we came in to Madison, and...
Did you get away from that?
We came here first and then drove into Chicago for the reception.
Yeah. So. And am I unchanged, pretty much?
You are unchanged. Yeah. We've also seen you in Seattle, and you were unchanged in Seattle.
I never changed, you know. They said I would never change, and I haven't, you know. It's kind of a... Disturbing, really.
You never age. It's like Dick Clark.
No, I never age. No, he's dead, however, so that's a little... But he still hasn't changed. He looks fabulous.
All through his years, he never changed.
No, never changed, and then just died, and they never knew why. He looked fine, and there's no reason for him to have died. And so, okay, so where do you go from here?
We're going to go down to Chicago after we spend a few days in the Dells. We've never been to the Dells, so we're hanging out there. We're going to go see some friends in Illinois, and then we'll start heading back west. Hope to be back by the beginning of August.
Yeah. You do all drugs coming through sand?
No, we did go through Spearfish. We drove through that place. Yeah. And we really loved the Black Hills area, the Badlands. And
looks like you did your hair. He looks like he got you there.
Yeah. What do they call it? Yeah, this is I've done this myself.
Yeah.
I'm getting pretty good at it. Yeah. So we've just had a really great time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you for letting us come back to visit.
Can we equip them somehow? What do we have to equip their RV?
There's a game, a church game, but I don't know if that would work on the road.
Church game?
Yeah, church bingo.
Give them a What Do You Know game because they're
big could
fans.
Give them a What Do You Know game.
Yeah, give them that. See?
How about
excited
that?
About that. It comes with a bobblehead.
It's what I can't wait. Yeah.
It's life size.
A little bobble as the RV's bumping down the road.
That sounds like perfect. a great choice. Yeah, so it's What Do You Know, the party game. It includes contestants, an audience, questions, scoring chips, and... The always cheerful, ever bobbling Michael Feldman.
Ever bobbling, yes. Even when I'm bobbling, I'm here. Right.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Oh, what happened there?
Oh, sorry. They need to re-oil my seat here.
All right. Here's a chance to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz. In case you didn't have a chance last time, this could be your chance this time. And I'm thinking that there's a, Mr. Tour de France? I noticed that he wasn't raising his own arm, though. That's always a little suspicious. And that, in fact, it fell back into his lap when not being supported by you. Did you want to do this, or?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, you're just a little reluctant. I know. Okay. If you can show, no, that's all right. Come down here. Let's see if you qualify. So far, no one has never not qualified. But it could always be a first, you know. So are you a biker, a bicycle rider type guy?
Sometimes, when the weather's right.
Yeah. Are you still mad at Lance Armstrong? A little miffed at him?
No, I was just checking the Tour de France updates this morning when I was filling my card out.
Oh, okay. And your name is?
Graham.
Graham?
Yep.
Graham, give me one good reason why you should play the What Do You Know quiz, besides the fact that your arm was lifted by someone else.
My mom wants me to.
His mom wants him to. Very sweet that a young man that knows is necessary now. In this day and age, that familial bond is still very important. Have a seat there if you would. Okay. Family positions. Okay. This here, Graham. What are you doing these days, Graham? Working or school?
Yeah,
or?
I'm an engineer.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
What kind are you? We got lots of engineers here.
I'm a mechanical engineer.
Mechanical?
Yep.
Did you try other kinds and you decided you like mechanical best?
I dabbled.
You did? What did you dabble in?
A little bit of chemical engineering, but...
Chemical?
Yeah.
Not for you, though, huh?
Not for me.
No. Why?
Because chemistry's hard.
Chemistry is hard. I got someone I want you to stay with in the holler here, and then she'll straighten you right out. Chemistry is hard. So mechanical engineering is like bridges and things like that?
Yeah, motors, pumps, things of that nature.
Motors, pumps, and bridges?
Not so much bridges.
Not so much bridges. Oh, that's civil. Thank you very much and for being civil. And, okay, mechanical, motors and pumps and things.
Yeah.
Okay. But big ones.
Yeah, depending on the situation.
Yeah. Are you working right now in that field?
Yeah, I'm an engineer for Evonik right now. It's a chemical company.
That's a pretty good job, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. And where are they located?
Mapleton, Illinois.
Mapleton, Illinois.
Yeah. Among other locations.
So like when you come in the morning, what do you do?
I pour a cup of coffee, turn my computer on.
What are you supposed to be doing? Let me put it that way.
Making sure that the buildings don't blow up and things of that nature.
Very nice to know that you're on the job there. Make sure. But from pump issues, anyway.
Yeah, things like that. So they don't.
Are you monitoring actual pumps?
No, I'm making sure that the computer system does its job and they shut off when they should and turn on when they should and they don't mix things, they don't pump two liquids into the wrong tank and things like that. Yeah. That nature.
So you troubleshoot these various systems?
No, I just make sure that they don't cause problems.
Isn't that troubleshooting?
I guess.
Okay. I don't want to quibble with you. You're the engineer. I'm not. I'm just a layman. Well, that's cool. That's cool. And how's your personal life? Good?
Yeah, it's good.
Good. Good. real good or just pretty good?
Pretty good. It's pretty as detailed good? As I like to be.
Okay. No, I that's all I want to hear, to tell you the truth. I like to know that someone's is. That's, you know, that's just... Okay, that's good. Graham, some out there plays along with you. It's a general knowledge quiz. Are you familiar with this at all?
Yeah, I saw it the first round.
Okay. Don't go by that now. You can't go by that.
He seemed
that.
To do pretty well.
Yeah, it went pretty good. And what does he need to know, Sarah?
He has a partner who calls in. Mm-hmm. The number to dial is 1-800-942-5669. And you ask the person on the phone a qualifying question. If they pass, then the two of you together make up the team who will try to win the quiz.
Okay, we're looking for a percentage here. That's always fun. Percentage of people who say it's sometimes okay to double dip your chip when dipping. What? Okay, let's go to the phones right now. There's John in Marietta, Ohio. John.
Yes.
Looking for a percentage here. How many people, percentage-wise, say it's okay to double dip on some occasions? Percentage-wise, you know, like, give me a number, like, 23, 24.
Sure, I know percentages.
23, 24, 25%, something in there.
Any particular source for this information might have been published?
No, no, no. Don't try to look it up or I'll have to kill you.
So it's a wild guess. 23,
24, 25. Some, you know, some percentage is what we're looking for.
40.
Okay, thanks, John. Pam, let's say you're driving to Missouri and someone asks you the percentage of people who say it's okay to double dip their chips sometimes. Would you say, what percentage would you say?
One in five.
One in five?
So, one in five.
That's what, 24% then?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's right. That's exactly right. Pam, are you driving? Driving?
I'm the passenger.
Oh, okay. You're okay then, okay. Why are you going to Missouri?
Yeah. We're on our way through Missouri to Arkansas to visit my daughter.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's good. Did you bring something?
Bring a dish? No, just our joyful selves.
Okay, well, that's all you need. Don't bring anything, really. You don't have to. All
right.
Pam, this is Graham.
Hi, Graham.
Hi, Pam.
You guys kind of rhyme. I think that's pretty cool. All right, the two of you are a team right now. You work together. We're running a little low on time here, but we'll get through this. I know we will. What categories do we have, Sarah?
We have current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Pam, what would you like?
Current events.
Current events right out of the news. By law in China,
oh boy.
People must do what regarding their aged parents?
They have to visit.
That's right. Unless you disagree, Graham, have to visit them. Okay, that's good. That would be...
One right, zero wrong.
Okay, Graham, one of these.
People, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Things you should have learned in school.
Here it is. Neanderthals. Did they grunt or pretty much talk like you or me do?
I'd say grunt.
Or talk pretty much like you or me do. Those are the two. I don't know if you heard the other one. I was grunting a bit when I said it.
I'd say grunt.
This new discovery of about Neanderthals and rethinking of this.
Grunting.
Grunting? You say grunt? No, I'm sorry. They talk pretty much like me or you do.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
One right and one wrong.
Oh, don't worry about it. You'll come back from that. What's left there?
People, places, science, or odds and ends.
Pam.
Science.
Science it is. Would you say that elementary particles of the universe pretty much experience the same space-time or not?
As each other?
That?
Yes. Would elementary. You say... that elementary particles of the universe, the ones that the universe formed, pretty much experience the same space-time or not?
50-50. I'd say yes.
Yes.
I don't know, though.
What?
Yes, they did.
Or no?
No. Thanks, but no.
Yes. No.
Huh? Yes or no?
Everyone says no.
Yes or no.
Can't go with the crowd, can you?
I'm going to trust everybody.
Okay. She says. He says no.
No.
Yes.
I'll go with no.
Yes, no, they had their own space times, obviously.
Okay. That's two right and one wrong.
There it is. Now we can do this.
And
we
the categories are people, places, or odds and ends.
People, places, odds, and ends.
Pick quick.
People.
People. Here it is. People. The only thing worse than working is not working, going to a Tupperware party, or being sick in bed. Quickly.
Not working.
Not working, going to a Tupperware party, or being sick in bed, according to people.
Sick in bed.
Sick in bed?
Sick in bed is right. Holy cow, what a comeback. One-liner comeback.
Graham, you and a guest can go right after the show to picturesque Iola, Wisconsin with passes for this weekend's Festival of Automotive History, the 41st Annual Car Show, and Swap Meet.
Right.
Pam, find out who first made money and get the lowdown on the God Particle. And what do you know? Test your knowledge of the ultimate collection of amazing trivia quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know. And there's more.
Faster.
However, I need to say, it's Big Top time. What do you know? We'll be under the canvas at Bayfield, Wisconsin for Big Top Chautauqua on Saturday, August 3rd.
Faster.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Kohlberg.
Thank you all for listening. Thanks for coming. Graham, hang there a second. Pam, hang on. We'll get that to you. Okay. Did a great job. Thanks, Graham. Not embarrassing at all.
PRI, Public Radio International.